This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
The Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray appeared on Capitol Hill earlier today. There they clashed with some House Republicans who accused the Department of Justice of hiding information from Congress. Here's part of the exchange.
If you have evidence that this president acted inappropriately, present it to the American people. There's an old saying that justice delayed is justice denied. I think right now all of us are being denied. Whatever you got, finish it the hell up, because this country is being torn apart.
With regard to the investigation, I've heard suggestions that we should just close the investigation. I think the best thing we can do is finish it appropriately and reach a conclusion.
Tom Fitton is the president of Judicial Watch, and he joins us tonight. Tom, when is this going to wrap up? Do we get any sense of an end date for the Russia investigation?
No, there's no imminent end date. This obstruction investigation into Trump's firing of Comey, who knows when that's going to end? And, of course, you've got the Russia collusion investigation. We know there's been no Russia collusion with President Trump. So I don't know what Mueller's doing. He hasn't presented any information about where he is in his investigation. Frankly, he should be up on the Hill testifying, since he seems to be the one running the Justice Department and the FBI on this important matter.
So how did they respond, Wray and Rosenstein, under these questions?
Well, you know, they seem, I think, oblivious to the concerns Americans have about the credibility of the leadership of the Justice Department and the FBI. Obviously, under the Obama administration, it was an absolute disaster. But they don't want to grapple with the fact that Congress doesn't trust them to turn over all the documents they have. And certainly Director Wray doesn't seem to think that the IG report was even about the FBI. He keeps on thinking about it wasn't about the institution of the FBI, but some people who happened to work there, when in fact it was the leadership of the FBI that was severely ethically compromised during the Obama administration and well into the Trump administration. And Mr. Rosenstein, you know, has a dozen excuses as to why the documents aren't being produced in a timely way to Congress. And those are decisions by the Justice Department not to comply with subpoenas in a timely way. And he doesn't have any good excuses as to why it takes years and months to turn over basic text information, why certain texts weren't turned over. And when it pressed on it, he says, well, I've got a lot of people working on it very hard, and if they miss it and there are mistakes that are made, I go back and I share your concerns with them. It doesn't sound very satisfying to anyone who's trying to get answers about the most significant corruption issue in a generation.
No, it's so evasive and unimpressive. I don't know about you. I used to be impressed by the DOJ and the FBI. This is really sad to watch. Tom, great to see you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Tucker.
Judicial Watch's Tom Fitton, he's exactly right on here that neither did the House committee, well, this is Joint Committee, the Judiciary Committee, neither one of them were satisfied with what came out, and certainly from the conservative standpoint. Maybe the Democrats said, okay, hey, it's fine, they accept it. But there were still, I thought, just a lot of unanswered questions. And I kind of felt a bit like it was deja vu all over again with John Koskinen, you know, just with a sense of arrogance that, you know, that they didn't feel like they were beholden to we the people and to the people's representatives to get down to the nitty-gritty. And I think that even though Trey Gowdy said, look at, let's get this thing over with, you know, why is this thing dragging on? And of course, Rosenstein's response was, hey, you got to let it, you know, finish it out its process. I think people are getting antsy about how long it's taking, that we're leading nowhere, that this more and more continues to seem to be a witch hunt. But it is definitely, as Trey Gowdy described, it is definitely dividing our country. It's certainly not uniting. And the way, you know, this stuff is coming out, and of course the IG report as well, what that did. Woof. Stay.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined and you want to drop me an email, get involved and extend the conversation, let me know your thoughts, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And your thoughts, your ideas, they count here. A matter, we're not about to invalidate your perspective. I think if we're going to get this country back on track, then all hands on deck. And by that, it doesn't mean that we're all marching to the same drum, but that our disparate viewpoints are being heard and respected, because that's where the solution lies. It lies in the homogenization of all our ideas coming together. And in order to do that, then we need to be a respecter of persons and a respecter of one another and the ideas that are put forth. Tom Del Beccaro is with us. He's the Forbes contributor and attorney, former chair of the California Republican Party. Tom, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. Boy, the heat was on, as you just may have heard the soundbite earlier on the Hill with FBI Director Wray and Rosenstein. What did you make of all those exchanges?
Well, they're pretty frustrated, and they should be. I'm not sure who said it, but I think maybe it was Paul Ryan who said, you're either part of the cleanup crew or the cover-up crew.
Yes,
and
right.
It's not clear to me at all that Wray or Rosenstein really want to clean up government. And what's disturbing, I find, in America, in the interviews and the speeches I give, is the left wants us to respect government and give it the nod. You know, mm-hmm. Our country was founded not on giving due to government, but giving due to personal freedom. So these guys don't seem to be on board with that.
Well, we find ourselves having to deal, again, with unelected bureaucrats here that are part and parcel and reinforce Donald Trump's idea of a deep state. You know, the attitude that came out again, it was like deja vu is John Koskinen. And if you remember those hearings with the former IRS director and, you know, his attitude of arrogance, I'm not sure that Ray's or Rosenstein's attitude of arrogance rose to the level of John Koskinen, but it seemed to come out of the same woof and wharf.
Yeah, this isn't about public service. And you know, at my website, politicalvanguard.com, I did a complete timeline. It's called the Timeline for Truth about the Hillary scandal and the DOJ FBI scandal. And you know, they constantly want to say we're taking things out of context. So I did a 2-year timeline, and you can put it all in context. And what you see is they wound down the Hillary email investigation, really not doing much. Mm-hmm. And you saw Peter Schrock give out his motive, right? You watch a crime show, they always want to talk about motive. Well, motive gives meaning to action. And you can see he has these comments, and in the contemporaneous period, he does things that benefit her. And on the other hand, during the Trump administration, you see these comments, and or after they started the investigation, again, you see the comments, and you see the motive. So you have this Inspector General report that uses the word bias 100-something times. Every four pages,
right,
the word bias was, but none of these guys seem to be able to find bias.
He concludes no bias. I mean, this is like, you know, it was like James Comey giving all the reasons why Hillary should be indicted, and then makes a hard left and goes, well, no reasonable prosecutor would indict her. And I haven't spoken with one, what I would define as a reasonable prosecutor, who said, you know, he would be happy to deal with this. He would definitely be happy to prosecute her.
Yeah, I've been an attorney for 30 years, and I remember watching the Comey thing, and I'm thinking, I'm like, first of all, I thought, what is this man doing on TV? This isn't your job. Mm-hmm. And then he keeps going forward, and I thought, oh, my God, he's about to do it. And then he just pulls the rug. And what so many on the left forget is they say, well, he cost her the election in October. Yeah, but he kept her in the election in July.
Exactly.
She never should have gotten into 2016. If you or I were working for the government and did what she did, well, not only would we not be working for the government, we wouldn't be running for president. We'd be broke with attorney's fees.
Yes, and or in jail, or all of them,
yeah.
All the above. Yes, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Right.
But I think this has, in the public mind, this has already set in. I know you want to talk a little bit about the midterms. I think this is set in the public mind because the economy is doing well. It's doing historically well, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
In the television age, just as Eisenhower chief today, only once hasn't the president's party lost seats in the House. That was in right after the 9/11 election.
Exactly.
After that, where there was still cohesion.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible Republicans are going to lose some seats, but there's a new poll out by Zogby today. He's pretty fair-minded over the years, and he writes that confidence the confidence that African-Americans, Asian, and Hispanics have in their personal finances is improving over the next 4 years should be enough to help GOP leaders retain control of Congress in the midterms and reelect Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a big deal because 46% of blacks think they're finances are going to improve over the next 4 years. That's why you have so much confidence right now. Remember when the Democrats used to say it was the economy, stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Trump's delivered on that. And the Democrats, what's their rival proposal? Right? Mm-hmm. Do you know a proposal that they have other than to raise taxes or to protest?
Impeach Trump. Impeach the guy who's bringing you to the dance all dressed up and looking pretty. Let's get rid of him.
It's normal historically for the party that loses to struggle to find a message and to find a new leader, but they seem to have gone farther to the left. They're more vitriolic, and independent voters don't like Maxine Waters style politics. That's why they became independent.
Right.
So there's a great opportunity for Republicans if they say, this is what we did, here's what we're about to do, please give us two more years.
Yeah. Yeah, we've maintained, Tom, on this show that because of the anomaly of one Donald Trump, the old tried and true, historical ideals of the past did not necessarily play out here. I never expected a blue wave to take place because of the enthusiastic factor, what has been going on, you know, with the economy. When James Carville said it's the economy, stupid. I mean, you look at unemployment in the black community, a multi-gazillionaire from Manhattan goes to the black community as a Republican and says, hey, what the hell do you got to lose? And look at where they are right now at an all-time low unemployment. Hispanics, you would think, in the midst of all this, you know, craziness and insanity going on at the border, Donald Trump's points go up 10 points amongst Hispanics. And Democrats are like pulling their hair out trying to figure out what else can we do to trip this guy up, because every time we turn around, it's coming up roses for Donald Trump.
Yeah, you're right. No question about it. And if you look at that election, the socialist won.
In New York. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about that. I also want to talk about the implications of the midterm, too. So we got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Tom Del Beccaro right after this. Stay with us just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you talk, and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Gates away you like is fresh and very independent. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Tom DelBaccaro continues, a Forbes contributor, attorney, former chair of the California Republican Party, also a publisher of politicalvanguard.com, where he publishes daily commentaries. Tom, real quick before we get into New York, because I do want to talk about that breakout situation there, a bit of an anomaly, but considering the demographic breakdown, you can understand it a bit, but nonetheless a big surprise. But also the surprise coming out in terms of what we touched on earlier, and that is the Hispanic increasing approval rate by 10 points for one Donald Trump. And what Hispanics themselves are saying in the local communities is that we've had it with these sanctuary cities. Our people are being murdered out here by people who come across the border under illegal shroud. And what we've been saying repeatedly is, if you come into the country illegal, what's going to, why all of a sudden, you know, because you cross over the border, you're going to behave yourself and become, be a respecter of our law. If you break the law coming in, why would you not continue to break the laws on the other side of the border?
Yeah, you raise good points. You know, the polling has consistently shown over the years that Hispanics care about, now this might sound amazing to people, they care about jobs, they care about education, they care about public safety, their own, and they care about health care, just like everyone else. And that's been one of the mistakes of Republicans, is to not engage them directly on that. They only engage them on immigration, which is a difficult issue, right? Imagine in your marriage, if the only time you spoke to your spouse was to argue. Do you think you'd have a good marriage? Yeah. Of course not. The reason why you're together is because you have...
Did we lose him here? Okay, we're going to reconnect with him. We lost Tom in midstream here as he was starting to describe what's going on in Hispanic communities, and that is that they're being subjective and victimized by this whole idea of, you know, the sanctuary cities. I mean, after all, where do these people end up but in minority communities, and in some cases where you have MS-13 gangs, you know, they're tormenting those local communities. That's what we hear time and again from police reports, you know, the murder rate that's going on. Tom, sorry about the break here in communication. Go ahead and pick it up from where you left off, if you remember.
Well, the point is that the economy is improving for everyone, including them. Well, you mentioned their low rates.
Right.
And the truth is most registered voting Hispanics do not want open borders. They want to be safe as well.
Sure.
And so if you approach the border situation, which as a public safety issue as opposed to a punishment issue, then support for approvals go way up. When I ran for U.S. Senate in California, I put out a comprehensive immigration plan that focused on public safety, and that was well received because the issue was, how can we make things safer for people, not necessarily how we punish certain groups. And so with the economy rising, as Zogby points out, it's rising enough and they're happy enough, historic low unemployment rates, that he can make these inroads and get the approval, and because the Democrats offer them nothing. What are they offering them right now? A tax increase?
Right.
How'd that work for Walter Mondale?
Right. Yeah, I mean, especially with the success rate, I mean, and what we went through in the previous administration, where unemployment levels were skyrocketing, and their answer was, hey, we're going to put more people on welfare, right? Like, that really works. I mean, that has done nothing. But now you look at the level of productivity, GDP up over 3%, when all the politicos and the people that knew everything said, you know, the new normal in America is a 2% GDP. That's the best we can hope for. Donald Trump would hear nothing of that, right?
Yeah, and here in California, I'll tell you, the number one demographic for business startups, are you ready? Is Latino women.
Wow, good.
They start the businesses, and they don't want government in the way of them being successful. In crazy California, they're outlawing outlawing styrofoam, which was a staple of these rolling restaurants that they have that are all actually the rage out here in California.
Exactly,
you go to
right.
You go to
I love the I love those food trucks. Oh my goodness, it's awesome.
Right, they even they park them outside the Oakland Coliseum and bring them in, and people just flock to them. But they're creating all these hurdles.
Mm-hmm.
So many people in this country just want to be able to work
exactly.
without government on their back, and that's what Trump, the businessman, knows. I'll
mm-hmm.
lower the cost of doing business, and more businesses will occur. You know, back in November, when I was helping the president with media to pass the tax bill, I said if the tax bill passed in the second and third quarters of 2018, you would see economic growth approaching 5%. And that's where we are now. That was a
mm-hmm.
bullish prediction that even
right.
my friend Stephen Moore thought I was too bullish.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
but people want, there's this burst of activity that happens
yeah.
after reforms, all the reforms that we've done. And
right.
look what's going on.
You see, Tom, Stephen probably thought that I was channeling you because I had the same conversation with him. He goes, wait a minute, Billy, because you're getting a little carried away. I go, Steve, let me tell you, based on what I understand, I mean, I know you're the economist and there's probably lots that you've forgotten than I'll ever learn. But I'll tell you this, I have instinct and I know business. And I saw, all this pent up energy getting ready to bust loose. And to your point, look what President Trump has done with regulations, First, it was going to be for every new regulation, we were going to get rid of two. Now, what are we, 1 to 22 now? So 22 are getting
yeah.
eliminated for every new one. And it seems like all the ones that the federal government is releasing, California wants to pick up. It's like, wait a minute. Hello. Look what's happening here. Empirical evidence. Get rid of regulations. Things start to skyrocket. I guess, that kind of trajectory is too exciting, for Governor Brown. He can't handle it.
No, and in fact, California regulations pollute the world. I wrote about this in Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
When you're too draconian, what you do is you drive manufacturing to places where it barely exists, like India and China.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're polluting the world more in the short run. And in the long term, the way regulations actually have a reverse effect than their intent is if that manufacturing was here under reasonable regulation, you would have the greater growth in clean technology, which we could sell to the rest of the world for
exactly.
generations to make sure the rest of the world is cleaner. But instead, we have these draconian regulations where our industry is being stunted and China and India are polluting the world. The left does not get that. The answer is not just banning things. You have to understand human nature and try and maximize the result you're looking for.
Without a doubt. Well, this last minute and a half together, Tom, let's talk about what happened in New York. What's that telling us?
Well, you get everything in a microcosm there that for the Democrats. They get a far-left candidate who believes in universal everything. Everything's
mm-hmm.
free, right? She compared us to Hamas. Some of the, saying that that was sort of a good thing. So you have this far left person.
Mm-hmm.
The dynamic that most people aren't talking about, which I found so critical, that's a district with 700,000 voters.
Mm-hmm.
50% of them are Democrats, yet only about 50,000 voted. That does not tell me there's enthusiasm.
Exactly.
What it tells me is there was a total lack of enthusiasm for the Democratic establishment, and this nobody gets in with 25,000 votes. That's nothing.
Yeah.
So she didn't so much win as the Democratic establishment lost.
Yeah, Joe Crowley, for all the money he spent, then he just called his part in. I mean, talk about underestimating his competition and thinking, well, here it is. I mean, he was going to be the heir apparent for Nancy Pelosi. Sorry, not going to happen.
Yeah, you're 100% right, the arrogance. It was the Eric Cantor moment part two, shows that the Democrats have nothing to sell.
Exactly. Tom Del Vaccaro and Bill Martinez Live. Tom, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight. Look forward to having you back.
Thanks so much.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The suspect in yesterday's Maryland newspaper shootings, which left 5 people dead and 2 people wounded in an Annapolis, Maryland courtroom at this hour for a bail hearing. 38-year-old Jared Ramos is facing 5 counts of first-degree murder, accused of opening fire in the offices of the Capital Gazette. The Annapolis mayor, Gavin Buckley, says had police not shown up in less than 1 minute, the death toll could have been higher.
We did not expect something like this to happen in our community, but we were ready, and I don't think we could have put any more resources. It's a tremendous response.
Ramos reportedly had a vendetta against the paper for how it portrayed him in an article 7 years ago. Canada plans to retaliate against President Trump's tariffs, planning $14 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. imports. And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
You see, he hasn't got the updated information. It's like wrench Corinthian leather. That's what it's like. And the DVD collect, I think that's the only reason they love me is for my DVDs. I'm telling you. Just saying. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Welcome back. Hey, we're going to be talking with an expert about increased hospitalization risk and managing the condition and healthy lifestyle tips for summer. Believe it or not, there are potential pitfalls of summer barbecues for heart failure patients. And here we are on the eve of 4th of July, just around the corner. Great time for neighborhood barbecues and picnics in the park with family and friends, where plates of ribs, hot dogs, and buttery salted corn are typically served up. However, for Americans living with heart failure, data has shown an increase in HF, or heart failure hospitalizations, in the days following the holiday. Could you believe that? I mean, when I saw that, it stopped me in my tracks, too. Possible reasons could include overeating and lack of physical activity. Like I said, Dr. Michael Walensky, the expert president of cardiology out of Birmingham, Alabama, is with us, and he's got the facts, Jack, as they say. Dr. Walensky, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. Let's talk about heart failure, if we can. What is it?
The heart failure we're talking about here are patients that have had damage to their heart in some way, so that it's not beating capacity. And what our patients report to us is that they're short of breath doing activities that they didn't used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They can't complete them because they're fatigued. They're too tired to get it done. They're complaining of being swollen. And if this progresses, it might happen that during regular activities, just walking across the room, or finally it starts to affect them just having a conversation or being woken up at night being short of breath.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this more prevalent, it would seem, as we grow older? So if we're at a certain age level, we should be more aware of these signs?
As we've kept patients alive longer, certainly heart failure becomes patients have a higher chance of getting heart failure. The things that you would want to do is just continue to constantly compare your activity level.
Mm-hmm.
If you're suddenly short of breath doing things that you knew 3 months ago you could do easily, if you're getting fatigued doing those things, that should pop in your head. That's a signal to talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, Dr. Walensky, we've got to be more aware of what our body is telling us, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And not be in denial. And be objective about what it is you're experiencing. And, mm-hmm. and get to your doctor because we can make an impact.
Now, is this something that, you know, if it happens, like one time that we should be aware of, or this just a warning sign, or is this something that we should just be tracking and realize that, hey, look at it, this has been going on for a week or so, we really need to take note. What is your recommendation?
It's chronic and progressive, and I think certainly a possibility of a patient having a bad day. But if you repeat the activity the next day and you know that there's something different going on, that's a red flag. It doesn't always turn out to be heart failure. There are other reasons why you might be short of breath.
Mm-hmm.
That is definitely a time to get to your doctor and get this assessed.
Exactly. You know, we were reporting in the intro here that here it is, 4th of July, barbecues, all that good fun stuff. Why is that influencing why more people are, going to a hospital? Is it bad corn or a bad hot dog? What's going on?
I don't think but I don't think they would be going to the hospital for bad corn, but they could be going to the hospital if they are borderline in their management and their corn is soaked with salt,
yeah.
And they're eating hot dogs and broths filled with salt, and they're not exercising because it's too hot. And so we see this bump in heart failure hospitalizations, but from my standpoint, this is a springboard for the rest of the year. This is a 365 day year problem. We have 1 million heart failure admissions in our country, and we'd like to make an impact and get that number significantly lower.
Exactly. Wow, 1 million? Is that the typical number per year now?
1 million per year heart failure admissions. Correct.
Unbelievable. So you mentioned salt and all the butter and all this additional things that we need to manage if you're dealing with heart failure. So we need to be more aware of what else can they do to manage their condition.
Well, we need our patients to be our partners and become educated and follow our directions. So lifestyle changes like physical activity, an example of that is 30 minutes of vigorous walking a day, but that's something you communicate with your doctor because he may have some personal changes you would make in that.
Mm-hmm.
Being conscious of how much salt you're taking in, how much food you're taking in, and certainly being compliant with medications. And I'm actually here with Novartis to talk about Entresto, which is a drug that has been shown in our heart failure patients, when we compare it to the standard of care of the last 20 years, we're able to keep patients alive longer on this drug, and we keep patients out of the hospital. We're reducing those hospital admissions for heart failure. And I explain to my patients, coming in the hospital for heart failure is not just an inconvenience.
Mm-hmm.
When you come in the hospital for heart failure, you're that much closer to the coming in the next time, and your life has been short.
Right, exactly.
So we want patients that have a diagnosis of heart failure that aren't currently taking this drug to have that discussion with their doctor because there may be a good reason why they're not on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant women shouldn't be on it. People with a history of angioedema shouldn't be on it. There may be other reasons, but we want this discussion about this drug to be had with your doctor, and we want our patients to become educated, and we also have an opportunity at Entresto.com for patients to learn about heart failure and how to live with heart failure, and I think outcomes can be much better with our patients engaged.
Well, our conversation with Dr. Michael Walensky continues here. He's the president of Cardiology PC in Birmingham, Alabama, where he has practiced for nearly 25 years while practicing. In 1996, he also had a fellowship at the American College of Cardiology, and we're talking heart failure and things that we need to be aware of. You know, that number, I'm still shocked, and my brain is still trying to get its mind around 1 million heart failure incidents per year. So this is a serious issue, and interestingly enough that it seems to somehow be exacerbated in the summertime and outdoor barbecues. It might not necessarily be that day, right, Dr. Walensky? It may be a couple of days afterwards, but somehow this seems to have a triggering mechanism.
Yeah, we see it for four straight days after the 4th of July, this increase in heart failure hospitalizations. And we can only presume that the dietary indiscretions and patients getting a little lax in working with us. And so we want some attention paid to this. If you can be smart and live in moderation, you can not be one of those increasing heart failure hospitalizations. But in the big picture, we really want you to engage with your physicians, making the lifestyle changes need to be on the best medicines available, so that we can really hit that 1 million number and get that down.
Yeah, just say no to that extra piece of apple pie. I know it's so doggone tempting, all that food around there. You know, with moderation, and it is a process like everything that you're prescribing here, Dr. Walensky. I mean, we, first of all, have to admit we got a problem and then, you know, really be focused on it. But, you know, even baby steps at a time, you know, just, you know, it's not like we're all of a sudden going to decide we're going to get healthy overnight and start running a marathon, right?
Correct. And yeah. I think patients getting knowledgeable can really help them, and maybe find out that they have other patients around them with similar conditions that are doing certain steps to stay healthy and live a productive life even with heart failure.
Exactly. Well, knowledge is power here, especially when it comes to heart failure. So where can they go for more information, Dr. Walensky?
Entresto.com be a great starting point for patients to search in the coming days.
Well, Dr. Michael Walensky has been our guest, president of cardiology in Birmingham, Alabama. Great insight and some great tips for you to enjoy the summer barbecues and the 4th of July that's just around the corner. You can make it safe and sane even with what you eat as well. Dr. Walensky, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Yeah. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Not exactly Spanish, but if you hit number two, you get the message, right? Especially when we talk about God Almighty. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all there. We always love to hear from you, too. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Joey Wells joins us now. A little bit of his background here. He had a rare form of muscular dystrophy since birth. He wasn't expected to live past the age of one. Imagine. 3 decades later, Joey's an author, a speaker, sharing how he and others can rise above their conditions to live productive lives. His book, Through My Eyes, won a John Lennon Award for its 21 poems and 21 pictures. Joey, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, man. I'm doing great out here. Hot, another hot and sizzling day in Arizona. I'm glad to be.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I left Florida just in time. I'm here in California where it's quite moderate, but I feel for you, brother, what you're dealing with there in Arizona, and I've been looking forward to this opportunity to talk to you about your book, you know, Through My Eyes. A little bit more, too, about Joey. I want to explain to you that nothing has held him back. I mean, he is the captain of his professional wheelchair soccer team, the Rough Riders. For 3 years is living proof that a strong spirit can overcome great adversity. Joey, nothing was ever going to hold you back, right?
Oh, no way, man. My family and my mom, my brothers, they threw me to the wolves in a good way. They say, hey, just because you got a disability on me, you can't do something. If you can do it, do it. If you need help,
right,
we'll help you, but figure it out.
Well, through my Well, your book, Through My Eyes, a story of a man who is true to himself despite life-altering adversity. How has muscular dystrophy affected your life, Joey?
Man, it pretty much changed my whole life. I was thinking about this the other day. If I didn't have muscular dystrophy, I would probably never left passes out of college. He's an athlete, like my brother, played football, baseball in high school, and then don't work on the oil rig. I had a muscle dystrophy, and don't want to play for my life since day one. And I got to see the compassion and the good and ugly side of people wanting nothing to do with you just because your legs don't work, and the other people who are right beside you cheering you on. So being able to see that love and compassion, it fuels your fire to keep going and lend a hand out to somebody else who needs it.
Well, for you dealing with muscular dystrophy, I can only imagine how you were treated as a young man, as a young kid, having to grow up with that kind of adversity. And do you find yourself now kind of pinching yourself and realizing how you are inspiring others today because of what you've gone through?
Oh, I do, man. It's crazy because I used to grow up, I would see all these eyes on me, and I would get mad when I was little. You know, I would, like, bark at other parents just to be, you know, immature kid. But now, I don't even notice it. When I hang out with a new friend, they're like, you see all these people staring at you? I'm like, I don't notice it. I'm worried about my life. You know, they threw me down the hard, but I've always fought my way back up because I know what I can do. I can't worry about what they tell me I do. As long as I know I do, the sky's the limit.
Exactly. Well, Joey, for what you went through, as you mentioned, you find yourself now where you're not noticing the stares and maybe the conditional looks and the judgment that come your way. And for young kids today who are in school, you know, whether they're cyberbullied or dealing with the peer pressure and, you know, you've dealt with it at a whole different level so they can relate to you to a degree and probably gain a lot because of your story to say, look at, if someone like Joey, who's dealing with muscular dystrophy, can overcome this and get to the point where he doesn't notice the stares anymore, you know, it really inspires them to come to that point in their life to where it's a non-issue. For you, what was it that got you to that point to where you didn't notice the stares anymore?
My first date with a beautiful woman.
Really? Wow.
I thought if I could convince this beautiful woman to see me emotionally, mentally, and physically as an equal, then hey, I can conquer anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I love the story. I mean, we get inspiration from all sorts, but you're exactly right. There's nothing like love to take you to the next level, isn't that right?
That is true, man. Love, like, I was growing up, I had a lot of hate that I killed me, but that doesn't make you happy. You're always seeking the next thing to accomplish if you fuel your desire by hate. Because once you accomplish it, it doesn't matter. You got to do something again to prove everybody wrong. But if you have that love in there, it's with you. You can be satisfied. You don't have to keep chasing in that thing. You can be in the moment and cherish it.
Exactly.
Like I have this one example. We did this soccer demo out in Anaheim. And we went to a boys and girls club. And after the demo, the coach started talking about what we go through. And then all the kids, there's about 50 of them, and they're all listening. So the coach was done talking. We were done. I'm like, I took off to the corner, and I started giving high fives to all the kids. And my teammates sat behind me in the line, and these kids kept running around us to get in line again because we reached them that much. They saw us as we are.
Exactly. Well, you know, for all that you have gone through, Joey, and as you say, anger is such an anchor. It's so debilitating. And when you were able to get to that point in your life to let go of the anger, I think there's a lot that our culture can appreciate today, because we seem to have a rather angry culture that's being promoted and exposed in the mainstream media. I mean, at every turn, we're hearing a lot of anger, whether it's politically charged or whatever. But I'm sure you'd have a message for them, right?
Yeah, I would say, we live in a society right now where we're living minute to minute, or as fast as our Facebook or Twitter and posts, we want the next thing that fast. We need to slow down, because if we keep going at this pace, we're going to become super impulsive. And that's when all this violence riots up. It's like when Trump came to Arizona, we had all these smoke bombs and flashbangs going off to move the crowd back. And it's like, man, we don't need to start a war zone in our own country.
Right. No, exactly. And, of course, you know, as you have learned, Joey, in letting go of anger, it is a process. I mean, it doesn't, you know, in most cases, when I've talked to people who have dealt with anger for whatever reason, it does take some time, but you've got to want to let go of it, first of all. I mean, if you want to just hang on to it and drag yourself down and your family and everybody else, then, you know, there's not a whole lot that we can help you. We can only hope that stories like yours and what you've experienced, Joey, that in letting go of the anger, boy, it was like you're born again. I mean, you're a different man altogether. Joey Wells with anger versus the Joey Wells with joy and peace, huh?
Absolutely. It's like one day I was just punching the wall. And I wasn't getting anywhere. And then the next day, I was like, everything, I feel everything. Everything looked brighter. Everything was clearer. My shoulders weren't so heavy and... Mm-hmm. I didn't care what people think. I was at peace with myself. And that's what I would say to people. Just be honest with yourself. It's not easy. You're going to have a hard time. You're going to go forward and backwards. But don't let your insecurities get the best of you. Take your flaws and turn them into positive.
Exactly.
That's just what you are.
Well, Joey, your book, Through My Eyes, we've got about a minute left. A quick summary of why you wrote the book and where they can go to be in touch with you.
I wrote the book to 21 poems and 21 pictures. It signified my 25th birthday, which was a huge milestone that I wasn't supposed to live that long.
Right.
And now 10 years later, I just released another one called Mama Gave Birth to Greatness. So... you can go on Amazon and order that, or you can go to joeywells.net and I'm on Facebook, and y'all hit me up. I'll talk to anybody. I'm an open book.
Well, here it is, and congratulations on the new book, his true story, Mama Gave Birth to Greatness. I'm sure that blessed her socks off, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I always tell people, Through My Eyes is the outline. But when it's time to go through adversity, Mama Gave Birth to Greatness is all the feeling. It will arouse all of your emotions and seduce your soul.
Well, Joey, congratulations. We got to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on both your books, Through My Eyes and Mama Gave Birth to Greatness.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Now there's a proven